This daily Christian newscast is brought to you in partnership with SermonAudio.com.
It's Friday, August 23rd, AD 2019. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Jonathan Clark and heard at TheWorldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Yesterday marked the first ever International Day for Remembering Those Persecuted for Their Faith, designated by the United Nations General Assembly and recognized by the European Union. Persecution watchdog Open Doors found over 4,000 Christians have been killed across 50 countries in their 2019 World Watch List. Matthew 5, verse 10 says, "Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven." Violence against Christians in India has increased by 400% since 2014 and continues to do so this year after the re-election of the Hindu nationalist BJP party. FaithWire recently reported about one pastor who was mercilessly beaten and left for dead, but still survived in God's providence. Pastor Tilak had been involved in evangelism, inciting the hostility of a Hindu communist group. The group savagely beat him and left him in a ditch, telling the villagers, quote, "See, as your Jesus was beaten and killed, so have we killed your pastor now," end quote. Remarkably, after the villagers carried Tilak back, he recovered. Please pray for Pastor Tilak's recovery and for the rapidly growing church in India. This reminds us of Paul in Acts 14, verses 19 and 20. "Then Jews from Antioch and Iconium came there, and having persuaded the multitudes, they stoned Paul and dragged him out of the city, supposing him to be dead. However, when the disciples gathered around him, he rose up and went into the city." Thousands of pro-life supporters gathered in Sydney, Australia, prompting lawmakers there on Tuesday to delay a vote on a bill that would legalize the killing of unborn babies for just about any reason up until the very day of birth. The bill passed the lower house of the Australian Parliament earlier this month, but the upper house is delaying a vote until next month due to overwhelming public outrage. A South Carolina town lifted a ban on a church using its civic center for worship services on Monday. Authorities in Edisto Beach decided to end new rules after facing a lawsuit from Redeemer Fellowship of Edisto Island. The agreement signed on Monday states, quote, "Defendant town of Edisto Beach covenants that it will treat religious worship services on equal terms with other community groups," end quote. The town also agreed to compensate the congregation with over $3,000 and cover $50,000 in legal fees. The Trump administration has removed limits on how long undocumented migrant children can be detained by the government. The change is set to take effect in 60 days, allowing officials to hold immigrant families together until their cases are decided in the courts. This reverses a 1990s court agreement called the Flores Settlement, which led to a 20-day limit on the detention of migrant children. Georgia has asked that a federal judge not block the state's pro-life heartbeat law, which is set to take effect January 1st, but faces a challenge to its constitutionality. The law bans the killing of unborn babies once a fetal heartbeat is detected. Lawyers for the state said the law, quote, "advances Georgia's unique and substantial constitutional interest in protecting unborn human lives, in addition to its interests in protecting maternal health, encouraging childbirth, and safeguarding the integrity of the medical profession," end quote. And finally, last summer, 12 boys and their soccer coach were trapped for 17 days in a Thailand cave before an incredible 3-day rescue. Reflecting on the event a year ago, one of the boys named Adun said, quote, "I very intently prayed, and God answered me with his help. It was me and God together facing that situation, and I am thankful to him for helping me get out of the cave," end quote. When asked about how to advise other teenagers going through difficult times, he said, quote, "I would say to be patient and confident in God. Pray and wait on God with hope," end quote. Lamentations 3, 25 and 26 says, "The Lord is good to those who wait for him, to the soul who seeks him. It is good that one should hope and wait quietly for the salvation of the Lord." And that's The World View in 5 minutes. on this Friday, August 23rd, in the year of our Lord, 2019. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.